We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Hey friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all? I hope you are doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kids, welcome to the fifth episode of our program, The World of Kids, Season 2. So kids, as usual, I am going to start the episode with the answers of the questions I asked in the episode before. So question number 1 was, what was the name of the writer of Sahih Bukhari? So the answer to question number 1 is that the name of the writer of Sahih Bukhari was Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So kids, question number 2 is a true or false. Was the mother of the writer of Sahih Bukhari blind? This is a false. Question number 3. Who cursed Zamakhshari? So the answer to question number 3 is that Zamakhshari was cursed by his own mother. Question number 4 is from the last waqia in the previous episode. Where were the boys who tied up the bird from? So the answer to question number 4 is that the boys who tied up the bird were from Quraysh. So friends, now let's head over to the first segment of our today's program, Madani Qaida.
Thank you,
So kids, last time we ended our lesson number 2 of the Madani Qaida. So kids, today we are going to start with lesson number 3, Harkat. So kids, open up page number 4 of your Madani Qaida and let's start with our today's lesson. The plural of Harka is Harkat. Fatha means Zabar. Kasra, Zair. And Dhamma, Pesh are called Harkat. Fatha Zabar and Dhamma Pesh are placed above the letters, whereas Kasra Zair is placed underneath. The letter which has a Harka is called Mutaharrik. I'm going to call them as Zabar, Zair and Pesh, as Fatha, Kasra and Dhamma are hard to pronounce. Pronounce the Zabar by opening the mouth and raising the voice. Pronounce Zair by dropping the voice, and Pesh by the rounding of the lips. Pronounce the harkat in an Arabic accent without stretching or suddenly pausing the voice. If a harka or sukoon is present on a alif, it is pronounced then as a hamza. So let's start reading, as it will help us improve our zabar, zair and pesh.
Hamza zabar a. Hamza zair e, Hamza pesh u, ba zabar ba, ba zair b, ba pesh bu, ta zabar ta, ta zair ti, ta pesh tu, sa zabar sa, sa zair si, sa pesh su, jim zabar ja. Jim zair ji, jim pesh ju, ha zabar ha, ha zair hi, ha pesh hu, kha zabar kha, kha zair khi, kha pesh khu, dal zabar da, dal zair di, dal pesh du. Zal zabar za, zal zir zi, zal pesh zu, را زبر را را زیر ری را پیش رو ز زبر ز ز زیر زی ز پیش زو سین زبر س سین زیر سی سین پیش سو.
So kids, I hope you learned how to pronounce the Hargat now. So I have a request for the parents watching. If your kid is having trouble pronouncing these words, teach them again and again until they learn how to pronounce it. So kids, I will hope you will remember how to pronounce the Hargat, and I hope you have already learned it. And I'm going to continue this lesson in the next episode as it is really long. So kids, now let's head over to the second segment of our program, Waqia.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So we are on the 14th Waqia of our book, The Madni Infant, and we are going to start the first Waqia of our today's episode, A Little Singing Girl. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a little girl who was singing a song. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if shaitan had spared anybody, then he must have spared her. It means that if shaitan would have spared somebody, then at least he would have spared this little girl. But shaitan does not spare anybody, therefore the children should remain cautious. Dear brotherly children, listening to music and singing songs are shaitanic acts. You should not indulge in such shaitanic activities at all. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran, Naat and Sunnah inspiring speeches, inshaAllah, you will have lots of sawab.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you.
So waqia number 15 of our book and the second waqia of our today's episode is Donkey Riding Madani Child. In earlier times, there were no motorbikes and cars, etc. A man went to visit his ailing friend riding a donkey, and he left his donkey at the door without having it tied. When he returned, he saw a child sitting on his donkey and looking after it, he said annoyingly, how did you get on it without my permission? The child replied, I feared lest it would run away, so I got on it. He replied, to me, it's running away has better than staying here. Listening to this, the child replied, if it is so, give me this donkey and assume it has run away. It will be thankful to you. The person said that I stood speechless after listening to the reply of that child. Dear Madani children, make a habit of keeping your things, toys, shoes, etc. at their specific places instead of leaving them here and there. Otherwise, there is a risk of losing them. Unique remedy for angry child. There was a very ill-tempered child. He would quarrel and speak ill of others and small matters. His parents tried their level best to teach him to overcome his anger, but all their efforts were in vain. One day his father hit upon a plan. He gave a large number of nails to his son and took him to the backside wall of his house. Oh, my dear son, he said, whenever you vent your anger on somebody or quarrel, hammer a nail to this wall. On the very first day, he lost his temper and quarreled 37 times. So he drove 37 nails into the wall. Within a few days, he got exhausted and learned that it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the wall. He told his problem to his father. His father said, when you lose your temper, and after you have controlled it, put one nail out of the wall. The child did as per instructed, and in a short time, the child finally succeeded to pull out all the nails, which were 100 in number. The father took his son by holding his hand and led him to the wall. "Dear son, you have done well by controlling your anger, but look at this wall. It is not as nice as it was before. How ugly these holes are looking. When you shout, scream, speak ill of others in anger, you leave a deep wound and scars like piercing a knife. Even if you apologize, the wound does not get healed up quickly, because a verbal wound is much deeper than a physical one." After listening to this, the child saw repentance from disheartening others and asked for forgiveness too. To get rid of the habit of anger, I suggest you read Cure of Anger. It is published by Maktabatul Madina, and you can get as The Cure of Anger and this book, The Madani Infant, from www.dawatislami.net or your nearest Maktabatul Madina. So kids, now let's head over to the third segment of our program, Hadith or Sunnah. So let's start with the hadith of our today's episode.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Make it obligatory for yourself to use miswak, because it is the cause of cleanliness for your mouth and the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla." So the sunnah for our today's episode is also miswak. Miswak is the sunnah to be performed before wuzu, but if one has foul smell in the mouth, using miswak becomes sunnatul mu'akkida. So kids, now it's time for the favorite segment of all of you, question and answers.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Let's start with question number one. What is the plural of haraka? So question number two, how many harakat are there? Question number three, what is better, a toothbrush or miswak? Question number four, how many nails did the angry kid hammer on his first day? Question number five, this one is a fill in the blank. You have to fill in the blank. When I say dash, you have to replace it with the right word. So miswak is the dash of Allah. So kids, I hope you liked today's episode, and always remember to put your things in their specific places and never get so angry that you hurt someone. Allow me to leave. Keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We find